Our scripture today tells the story of Jesus saying goodbye. This passage is part of Jesus' farewell discourse. And so, since our seniors are saying goodbye to one school, I thought maybe they should hear some words of Jesus' own goodbye, reminders to take with them on their journey. Right before this passage, which we saw embodied, Jesus says another I am statement. This time he says, I am the true vine. You are the branches. Remember this image, the image of Jesus as the vine, as we read this passage together. From John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be complete in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I've called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. It might seem like Jesus and his final goodbye is riffing off the Beatles' hit, All You Need Is Love. Maybe that's it. All we need is love. Now we can go home. Here in Scripture, though, love is not a mushy-gushy feeling. It's not, as the hit band The Stereo Dogs claim, it doesn't just turn our fire blue. It's not a romantic love. It's not this naive idea that everyone can get along. It's a disciplined habit of care and concern. Love is hard. Love takes work. It's a love we first find in the love of God and Jesus. In this text, John uses the Greek word agape for love. This kind of love is concerned with the good of other people. It's not possessive or dominating. It provides space for others just to be. This love is the love of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A love that does not objectify or lower another. It's a mutual love. Jesus tells us he has loved us. Therefore, we are to abide in his love. Just as branches are connected to a vine, we are called to stay connected to Christ's love, even in his death. Abiding in Christ's love means keeping his commandments, listening and doing what he has taught us and told us. Jesus knows he is going to die. He is telling his disciples goodbye and tries to condense everything he has taught them, hoping they will remember. John, the writer of this book, is writing this for the Johannine community, a community of the early church facing persecution and death themselves. The words of Jesus take on new meaning, hearing them from a community that will live out these words. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John's community is living out this sacrificial love, giving up their lives for the sake of Jesus and the love of their community. In light of Jesus' death and this community's suffering and persecution, how then can Jesus talk of joy, saying these things so that his joy may be in us and our joy may be complete? This passage doesn't bring me joy. It makes me want to cry in beauty and in sadness. I don't like goodbyes. Goodbyes are hard. And I don't like change. Yet we know that death does not have the final word in all of this. That through death comes joy, joy and hope in the resurrection. Growing deeper and deeper into a faith-filled community does lead to deeper joy. It also can lead to deeper sacrifice and work. When we become so connected to the vine, to the other branches, we can't help but find joy, peace, and love in the midst of trouble. This Sunday, we say good luck and blessings to our graduates, some who will leave to go to college or jobs hours away, and others who will be in town, but who will be in a new phase of life. When I began at this church, these high school seniors were freshmen in high school, and I know many of you have known them for much longer. I've heard countless stories about their births, their stints in Mother's Day out in preschool, the joy that many of you have had watching them grow into adults. Even as we tell them goodbye, we do not want to let them go. We do not let them go, for we are all connected. No matter where you go or what you do, we stay connected because of Christ. Christ is our vine. For all of life, life is full of transitions. All of us always experience change. Maybe you aren't graduating today, but maybe you're starting a new job, or retiring, or moving, or taking your graduate back to school. If there's anything that I think this passage says to us today, it is telling us to stay connected to the vine, to abide in Christ in all of our transitions. Stay connected to the church. Wherever you are, find a church community. And if you're going to school or work in Mobile, we hope to see you here. Leaving and transitioning doesn't mean you're suddenly cut off from the vine and you have to navigate the world alone. Instead, we are sending you out, still connected to us, still connected to Christ. We have loved you as best we could. We have tried to teach you what we could. And now we want you to go out and share that love with the world. Bear fruit that will last. In all of the transitions we have in life, Jesus gives us some advice, I think, in this passage. First, find deep friendships. Friends you would sacrifice for, and friends who would do the same. Aristotle said, if you want a virtue, you must emulate those who embody it. The best way to emulate someone is to become their friend. If you want to become like Christ, you have to start spending time with Christ. A friend is another self. Find others who you hope to become like. Maybe they'll be your age, or maybe they'll be younger or older. But find those who teach you how to love God in deeper ways. Find friends who are different than you, who challenge you, who help you grow, who teach you. Christ did not find friends who were many versions of the Messiah. Instead, Christ befriends fishermen, Gentiles, women at wells, tax collectors, sinners, doubters, deniers, and even betrayers. He finds strange people, unlikely people, to become friends with. Yet these people have much to teach us, have much to teach our Messiah, I think. And he still has a lot to teach them too. Still, sometimes, no matter how good of friends you have, you will be lonely. Even Jesus was lonely. He was rejected and abandoned. And it's okay to be lonely. In those moments, abide with Christ. Become friends with God. For that is one of the chief goals of the Christian life, to become friends with God. Read scripture, pray, go to church, sing hymns, commune with others, and most importantly, commune with God. There will be challenges on the road ahead. You will make mistakes. Other people will make mistakes. But know this, no matter what you do or where you go, God loves you. We love you. Abide in God's love. All of us, stay connected to the vine, our source, our maker. Christ no longer calls any of us servants. Instead, we are his friends. We are his equals because he has taught us what he knows. And if, in case you forget what you've learned, read scripture. That doesn't just go for graduates. It's a challenge for all of us. If we want to deepen our friendship with Christ, we can't do all the talking. We have to listen to what Christ says, what God says. We have to read scripture, pray, and love. I know. I'm getting all preachy. As our youth sometimes say, I'm getting all manna on you. It's the nickname they gave me, Mom plus Anna, and it's biblical. God has sought each one of us out. God has gathered us into community. And yes, God sends us out into the world to love everyone, to befriend everyone. It's God's pattern. Over and over, Christ seeks us. God brings us together, and we are sent to spread God's love. Each week, we live out this pattern. You've been practicing this your whole life. So go. Go and bear fruit. Amen.